What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Bam Erickson here with AfterBuzz TV for Power Season 4, Episode 8, titled It's Done. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. This is a big,
rich town. Only two more episodes to hear this.
I know.
Only two more, yeah.
Unless you go back and watch some reruns.
Yes. Yeah.
Which you might need to. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? You can follow me on all social media at Bam Erickson.
Hey, everybody. Jimmy V at Twitter and Instagram at Be Your Own Dad.
Jill Monroe everywhere at Stiletto Jill.
Hey, guys. I'm Robin Ayers. You can find me on all of my social media platforms at Robin Ayers.
And joining us via Skype, he plays the character of Tony Teresi. Please welcome to AfterBuzz, Mr. William Sadler.
Welcome.
Well, okay, so thank you so much for joining us. Wow, your character is insane. So we got a couple questions. So Tommy confronts Kate about Teresi. She lies, so Tommy goes to Connie's house and he steals a baby picture from the photo album. So my question is, when Tommy confronts his mom, she says that Teresi just showed up, she snapped a picture, and he said that he will be back in a half an hour and he never showed up. So my question is, well, then how did Teresi get the baby picture and the photo album at the house?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I guess Kate, Kate must have given up on Tony a long time ago, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a thing. She was a dancer with long legs.
With the red hair.
The red hair. Eight feet tall and all legs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. She kept the, I thought it was interesting that Connie, that Teresi's wife, has a photograph of him holding a baby.
Me too.
Exactly. Yes.
That was my question. My question would be then how does Connie not know Tommy exists if the picture is in the photo album in the living room where mm-hmm. anybody has access to this? So you don't know?
I try not to ask.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, because my question was, well, obviously, if it's in the photo, maybe she knows that's something that we'll see mm-hmm. evolve over the course of the next couple of episodes, because it looks like Tony is going to be very much involved in the ghost Tommy lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible.
I don't know.
They don't. It's interesting. I love doing this show, but part of what's fun about it is that they don't tell the actors, or they don't tell me anyway, too far in advance what's going to happen. So often you get the script for the next episode, and as you're reading it, you go, oh shit, look at that. which makes it fun. It makes it interesting. You don't know.
Right. Bill, what was your first thoughts when you first got the character?
I thought, oh man, I'm in prison again.
Shawshank all over again.
Everything I do, I end up in prison. I've never been to jail. I was arrested once in college for parading with a flag drunk in the 4th of July, but that was the only time.
That's funny. I was actually going to say, you don't seem anything like your character. You can't be that scary in person, right?
No, I totally am one of the nicest people I know.
That I know.
First of all, when they approached me about the show, I was just I was curious and I was flattered and I was, and then as I watched the first season and the second season, and I thought, this is, you know, this is just great stuff. It's so good. The writing is so smart. Mm-hmm. And the people, just the team that they've put together to do this show, from, you know, Courtney and 50 Cent all the way through the cast. It doesn't matter where you aim the camera. There's a performance that's worth shooting, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, they've been great. So I was, you know, I'm really grateful. I love the twists and turns, and I love finding out as it goes. Although it's a little disconcerting because you never do know, mm-hmm. you know, from one week to the next.
Did you have to, your resume, you have been a part of 162 television and film credits. That's a lot. Did you? Nice. Were you aware that you had that many? You had 160.
No.
Okay, and then you have a couple.
I try not to count.
Then you have a couple more in production. So by next year, you'll be at about 165. So that's a lot. So did you have to? Did they reach out to you and say, "Hey, we want you to play this character"? I'm assuming you don't have to audition anymore, right?
Yeah, they did. They reached out to me and they said, "Would you be interested?" And I looked into it. And I read the script and I was interested. And then they set up a Skype thing with Courtney, mm-hmm. and I just I met her, you know, through Skype, and we talked for a long time about the character and where she saw the guy. Mm-hmm. And I was sold. I mean, she's just terrific. It's funny because now she was, the show that she did before this was The Good Wife, mm-hmm. and I missed it when it was on the air, and I find myself now we're like going back and watching, catching up on The Good Wife, and that's an extraordinary show.
She is just
amazing. She's she really, truly amazing.
Now, Bill, let me ask you, clearly, you know that Power is one of the most popular shows on television right now. So you've got a lot of people talking. Let me tell you what the streets are saying. All right.
What they're talking.
Let's talk about the streets. Mm-hmm. Now, in the streets, Teresi. Yes. So I've heard that Teresi actually killed Tommy's real father, which is the mobster that they keep talking about. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that one.
No, that's just a theory.
It's
interesting,
dark.
Right?
Why do people listen? That's pretty dark.
Just so you know, Bill, we all come up with our own theories. I mean, we've painted the picture. We're the writers. We're the second writers on the show.
Well, for a long time, there was a debate about whether I was Holly's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Somehow I was like, you know, trying to get my hands on Tommy to avenge Holly's death or something. But but I've been in prison for 25 years. So.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Very true. Well, they're saying that Teresi wants to use Tommy. So because the question is, why now? Why all of a sudden is Teresi so interested in family and getting this relationship with Tommy? And maybe he's had that interest for a long time, but it just so happened to be that Ghost is now in jail with him, or was in jail with him. So is he really trying to use Tommy to help Connie?
I think that's a distinct possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, his wife is sick.
Yeah.
His wife of 30-something years, and they never had kids, you know?
Yeah.
So it's possible that... connecting with, you know, a son that he never knew.
Did he know? Because you have a picture holding him, and so did you?
But he was never. But apparently, Kate didn't want him around.
Yeah, you know? And there was,
and then I went away to prison. Yeah, so yeah.
And
that
so
was that was easy. She just said he's dead, and you know.
And then I have a question, because Kate comes to the prison and she threatens and she tells you to stay the F away from Tommy. And so you said that you don't take kind to threats. So even with that being said, I do wonder if
that was a great line. It's never been a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you guys think about? Do you guys think that Teresi is going to somehow go after Kate? Is Kate and does she need to fear for her life?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I don't think so yet because, maybe my thought process is whatever he wants to go down with Tommy.
I can't see that far down the road.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Another question.
But Teresi's clearly not somebody you want to screw with.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Definitely.
Even in prison, he can apparently get people.
Quickly.
You know, he can reach out. He was connected on the outside before. So. Mm-hmm.
What did it when Teresi was on the phone with Tommy? You said never play cards with a guy who's got the same last name as a city.
Yeah.
What does that mean, or can you not tell us anything? No, gosh, okay. Geez.
I think that was sort of a joke.
A joke.
Never play cards with a guy named Kansas City Phil.
Okay.
Okay,
gotcha.
Got it.
And then the final thing that we want to discuss is, so then Tommy goes to his dad and he asks for the ultimate favor.
And yeah, take somebody out.
Teresi just says, sure. Look,
give me his name.
Yeah. Your family.
Yeah.
Right. And Tommy says, just like that?
Right.
Is that it? Do you think that there is no other? There's no strings attached besides the fact that he obviously wants to get to know him. Do you think that there's anything that Teresi has an agenda about?
Well, what I think is Teresi has shown us before mm-hmm. that it'll seem okay in the front, mm-hmm. and then at the end, he's got something up his sleeve. So he's a mastermind mm-hmm. of. He's like a master of the master. Of the plan. So.
And then, too, if we think about it, too, this is the only way Teresi can put himself in an advantage spot if he does this favor for him. Now it's like, you owe me one, even though they are family at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, but there's also family means, family apparently means a lot to Teresi. Mm-hmm. And Tommy's never had a family. Right. I mean, he's dangling something in front of Tommy that, he never had a father. He never had he's part of something now.
Something that matters to him more than he probably realized.
That maybe matters to him a lot. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you guys think that Tommy will go visit his dad before the season is out?
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
I don't get a lot of visitors.
What's wrong with America that we root for the bad guy? Because Teresi is a bad guy, but something about the way he portrays himself. It's like,
he's mesmerizing. I wasn't rooting for Teresi at all.
We just have a tendency to root for the bad guy. Yeah, like Teresi, even when he went to, Kate went to see him and he's like, he was so surprised. It's good to see you. And she just shuts him down. Yeah. And it's like, I think that's just a human nature type of thing. And then again, when we vote for Ghost, he's mm-hmm. supposed to be the bad guy, but we want him to get out of jail and things like that.
He mentioned that.
I'm not sure why we connect so much with bad guys. It's like the Bonnie and Clyde thing,
Right. Yeah.
They're outlaws. They're outsiders. They're fighting a completely losing battle and you root for the underdog.
Yeah.
You know, they're living on the edges of society and living by their wits. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something romantic about that, I think.
Yeah,
it's the fearlessness. I have a question. Yeah. Kate mentioned that there was a deal in place for him not to come around. So this is something that was initiated, sounds like, not so much that Tommy wanted. Will we get further details about the deal that they made or how that impacts what's going on now before the season's out, without getting into too many details.
Without spilling the beans.
Right. Okay.
Without giving too much away, I think I would totally stay tuned because there's a lot more coming out.
Okay.
Interesting.
About their relationships. It's a... I don't know what deal you're talking about, though.
When she came to see him, visit him in jail to tell him to stay away from Tommy, she said... Yeah.
The agreement was that you...
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, all bets are off. Okay.
The final
whatever they agreed to 25 years ago, it's like, no, not so much now. Everybody's got an agenda in this show, which is part of what makes it so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Terese has stuff that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
There's an engine driving inside of him too. That I think will. It's really fun. I love watching these things. It's funny. You shoot your day or two or three or whatever on the show, on the episode, and then you go home. You forget about it. You know what I mean? You don't. And then I watch it when the rest of the country watches it, when the rest of the world sees it all kind of sewn together, it's always a blast. It's always fun. Well, it's almost always fun. Because sometimes you think, oh, that was a great scene. I loved what I did in that thing. And, you know, and then you see it and it didn't translate, you know, it didn't make it to the screen. But watching Power, I've been struck every single episode that I've watched with how these threads, you know, what Tasha's after, what Tasha needs, what Ghost needs, what Dre needs, what these, like, I don't know how the writers keep all of these, you know, everybody's got their agenda,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they cross and they bang into each other. And I just find it fascinating. I couldn't keep track of it all.
It is.
And we find it very fascinating just to watch the show itself and just the characters. I just want to just acknowledge, like I said before, you have so many TV credits. And I know you probably get recognized for a lot of things. And so I just wanted to acknowledge some of your past things. So for TV, you were on Murphy Brown, Roseanne.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, Roseanne, In the Heat of the Night. You were in Newhart. You were in Law and Order, Trial by Era. And then for film, you were in Iron Man 3, Die Hard 2, The Green Mile, Shawshank. Thank you. And don't judge me, but one of my favorite movies is this movie called Offbeat. Do you remember? You remember that movie?
Oh my God.
It was it was with Judge Reinhold, who's from Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. That's one of my favorite movies. That's Don't judge me. But
now you're reaching way back.
But I just wanted to acknowledge a couple of those things, and we know you're on the East Coast, and so we want to thank you so much for just chatting with us via Skype. And when you're back in LA, because we don't predict you leaving anytime soon, we think you will be back for season 5. And when you're in LA, please come to the studio and chat with us more.
Definitely. And Bill, I have to tell you, I got to tell you, it's really good to see you in a nice, comfortable living room or whatever space you're in, and not in a cell.
No more jail cells.
Yeah, this is my place.
Oh, very nice. The tour. Look at that.
Can you let everyone know where you could be found on social media?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter. It's WM_Sadler.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I'm on
Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram, I'm That Actor Guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That Actor Guy. Love it. Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for Skyping in with us. We will talk to you soon, and much success to you and the rest of the season, and we will see you for season 5.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's continue on.
Let's get to it.
The Sandoval setup. Okay, so...
Sandoval.
Although I did think that this happened way too fast for a man
wrapped up,
a man to have been holding a secret since season 2. I thought it was super super quick, but
they only had 10 episodes this season.
I get that. So Cooper meets Sandoval, and so do you really think that when Cooper ran into Sandoval, do you really think that was a meeting, or do you think Sandoval just kind of snuck him up by surprise?
You meaning on the street?
On the streets.
When he was,
yeah.
I snuck up on him, mm-hmm. surprised. But Sax held himself very accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knew what he was doing, mm-hmm. and which we saw how everything went down.
And then so then Cooper then goes to Angela and Donovan, where he tells what happens, and Donovan just goes completely off. But something that Sandoval, something that that Cooper says is, yes, we have seen, we see the footage of him going upstairs, but we don't have anything else.
And like, he was right.
Right. And so I don't know if we were, I don't know if Cooper was defending him because he didn't want him to be guilty and that's his friend, or if it was a mix of that and the honest.
I thought it was the honest.
Yeah, yes. I think so, because he stated, he was like, listen, we're all going to be on this hit list you know, if we can't like come correct. So I think that was definitely honest. He was absolutely right. And I have to give it up to Cooper, because he's been doing his thing. Like, I don't
he
know.
Did.
I
just
feel like,
yeah, he did. Yeah, he's been kind of coming through this season.
So then Angela, so they says, well, what do you have? And so Angela says that that she has the phone that Ghost.
Finally, they brought that out.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That Ghost, you know, gave her. And it was, and so she breaks that whole thing down. And so from there, we go into
the setup mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did anybody else think that you're talking about the setup at the restaurant or cafe where
it was one trigger effect. So yeah. So
it was a series of things.
So Cooper went and met with Sandoval to set him up because they knew
plant some seeds
because they knew that
okay,
he.
Okay, so that's the part that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Did you know at that time that he was setting it up?
Yes, I did. I didn't catch on.
I was like, well, what's going on?
I thought Sax was going behind everybody's back like a snake.
I thought
he was fully setting him up because I felt like just by the hit that Greg took, we don't know where the prosecutor that was trying to defend, not prosecutor, what is this role? The one that Tommy killed. He's missing. So I felt that Cooper at this moment is like, no, he's going to take us out, backs against everybody's wall.
Yeah.
We got to get this handled.
And Sandoval totally fell for it because as soon as he told him the information that Angela was taking it to Mog, then, I got to go.
Yeah, but he played his cards too soon.
I think at this point, I do
back
think
against it, the wall.
I think his back was against the wall.
He's paranoid, but I'm saying you're playing your cards if you're saying, I got to go.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're not really showing yourself like subtle and, you know, like you have composure. So,
And then from there, he goes to confront Angela. So now,
that scene.
And okay, so now, he confesses. Mm-hmm. And my question to you is, when the conversation was going on, Sandoval says, wait a minute.
I got dirt on you.
And Angela says, who, me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm innocent.
Yeah.
You know, but she unplugged her wire. She popped her wire off.
And she also told him how to plead when the FBI came through.
I was confused about that.
See, I feel like there was a deeper plan. She was like, I feel like she's playing his eyes because we don't know what information he knew. Part of me felt like he was saying that because he knew he was caught and he needed some negotiating room because I felt like he knew that she had a wire or that someone was listening at that moment.
But also, let's keep it real. Angela has the phone that Ghost get. Angela is just as guilty as everyone else is. And so even if Sandoval doesn't have any information, the fact that she's involved with Ghost and she has a cell phone and so much other things that we've seen, she's freaking guilty.
But she is guilty, but I don't think that she's so guilty that people don't know it already. I think everybody knows her dirt.
You've already been in the bed
with Ghost, so what more?
That there might have been some exchange. My thing was, I thought that one in that scene, as panicked as he was, he drew it out a bit long for me. That kind of seemed not to go, especially as quickly as he offed Greg.
Yeah, right.
I also felt like it was curious to me that she would tell him to say, I'm like, is she trying to set him up saying like they had his daughter kidnapped and that's why he was doing, you know, something to give him not an out, because there was no out, but a way out. I was wondering why she did that.
I figured that she was trying to help him out because she was trying to save her ass, which is why she unplugged her wire, because although she said, I'm innocent, when he started to talk about how you don't know what conversations was brought up with the whole Lobos thing, she had to unplug her wire, and so I felt like she was saving her ass just in case.
I didn't get that either. Okay. I thought, and I could be wrong, but I thought that she unplugged the wire because she was going to try to help him out.
Okay.
She was going to try to give him some information like she ultimately did, and I thought that she was bringing up, well, why did you, you know, when she was asking what made you do this with Lobos or whatever, that she was trying trying to bait him into talking. That mm-hmm. was the whole point behind wearing right. the wire in the first yeah. place. You're trying to get the man to admit mm-hmm. what he did wrong. So I think she was trying to bait him.
And to see what he knew.
For
yeah.
And yeah, then,
and he
for
did,
it.
Yeah.
I was stuck on, she said, you're not a murderer, you're a witness.
Yeah.
What did she exactly
I felt
mean?
Like she was so giving that. Him an alibi yes. that yeah, I, yeah. he didn't yeah, pull like giving the trigger, him a, yeah. right. someone else did, yes. to pin it on, but I just didn't get.
So then let's go to when he's in jail and mm-hmm. he has a conversation with Mock, and then he says, listen, I want immunity. And then he says, I want immunity because I'll give you everything. He says, he says he will tell everything, all cases
over 100 cases.
Is closed with the influence from Felipe Lobos. The scandal alone will rock the United States Attorney's Office for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
You're buried in appeals and wrongful conviction suits. A trial from here to California. Spinoff.
Again, yeah.
With you as the head of the Mike Sandoval cleanup committee, and your career will be in smokes. So I feel
and
like
he was right.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what Angela was telling him what he needed to do in order to get out of it, because you are a witness and not a murderer. So that's
I didn't like that because here is Angela this entire season going all off about I'm gonna find who Greg's, you know, killer is, and she's so passionate and you know, all of that about it, then all of a sudden you try to give him an out.
When she has the chance to nail him, she's like, no.
But she, guess what? She did.
She did set it up. That's why she went to Silver.
Exactly. She mm-hmm. completely set it up because she went to Silver and she told Silver about him being in the MC, mm-hmm. The M whatever mm-hmm. that is, the prison. She planted that to Silver because when she walked out of the office, she had a smirk. The reason that she did that was because Silver would then go to Ghost and Tommy.
Yep.
And she knows what her ex...
She
knows what he's capable of, and everything that Angela planned worked to the T, and you have got to give her credit.
Yeah.
Although I'm devastated that my favorite character is off the show, mm-hmm. But although she's not guilty, she did everything what she needed to do, mm-hmm. and she set him up, and then the last words.
That's for Greg.
Which I have a problem.
I know, because it's like, did you really love Greg? Like, I mean, granted, get his revenge, but I don't know. It's like, whatever, Angela. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, Ghost Proctor, Tommy.
Jeez. Okay, so Ghost Proctor and Tommy. Is that not a very interesting trio right there?
Line up there.
Okay, so... We know that Ghost and Tommy are now a little bit confused and don't know where to place Proctor, mm-hmm. right? And so they're trying to see if they should cover themselves or whatever. So my question to you guys is, first of all, is Ghost becoming a little bit paranoid about how he's handling the situation?
No.
See, I think not too, but I hear, again, the streets be talking.
Yeah.
And so the streets are saying that he's handling himself a little bit more with paranoia pertaining to the situation.
Ghost does not know who to trust at this point. That's why up until now, he always had Proctor's back, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Until here, at this scene, even Proctor said, whoa, you're talking to me like you're Tommy now. So mm-hmm. there's a whole switch of his vibe now.
Hmm.
Yeah, there is a switch of that. But at the same time, Ghost just got out of prison.
Right.
And
he ain't trying to go back through that experience.
No
That's
way.
It.
In
right.
any way, shape, or form.
I would be doing that too.
Any questions.
And then also, remember... Ghost is more the logical person.
Yes.
And so Ghost would have done this even if he wasn't in jail, because I hate to say that he's a smart one, but he's the one who thinks more strategically,
mm-hmm.
which is why he confronted Tommy last week about, you know, you just gave this man his audio.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's looking out for their brotherhood.
Right. And speaking mm-hmm. of giving him his audio, mm-hmm. what we've seen later, because, mm-hmm. you know, we were all hoping, I guess maybe all of us were hoping that Proctor really did get rid of the body, and he really did get rid of the laptop. But Ghost was right?
Mm-hmm.
He told Tommy he was very adamant about telling Tommy, you got to do that yourself, you know, because we don't know. Now, we don't know where Proctor is kind of like his loyalty lies, maybe.
They could press him. You could lose your daughter.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. So now that we see that he went into like a delivery place, or, you know, a send and receive type place. I don't know if it was like a Kinko's, FedEx or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
like
he places the laptop in a, is it a mail
safe
deposit box.
Yeah. So we know he hasn't destroyed it. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't destroyed it. What do you guys think that he's going to do with that information?
I think that it's insurance.
Yes.
I don't think he plans to do anything at this moment.
Yeah.
But I think it's insurance because he knows he's dealing with killers.
And not only that, but as I said before, Tommy has been a jerk to Proctor this entire time.
Yes, he has.
And it's like, listen, I got your ass out of jail. I got your best friend out of jail. I did everything that I could. And then even when I knew that I would possibly lose the case, I brought you silver, and you still gonna treat me like this? Mm-hmm. So I feel like because Tommy is a loose cannon, he's using it as...
I don't think it's Ghost. He has his... No. I agree with you.
Definitely it's Tommy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that definitely could be because as he's seen by now and has experience from Tommy, you don't know what you're going to get. So I think he was smart in protecting himself and keeping that information. But he better be smart. I mean, because obviously, here's the thing. Ghost told the man that he rode up on him and saw that he was talking to Mox. So if you know that you're being followed or watched, for you to go inside that delivery spot and place the laptop in there, I think that was a bold move.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So now, Tommy, Ghost, the meeting with the Jimenez.
Mm.
Okay, so what I liked about this is Ghost still has, he's Ghost. He still has that takeover spirit. And so when Tommy knew that he was in the bind, when he went and confronted them about the deal and what he wanted and how it really wasn't working, he said to him, listen, well, if you want to give a suggestion, then you need to help me and you need to get your hands dirty. And then Ghost was like, he thought about it and he was just like, okay, sure.
Ghost. Well, he did try to put up a little bit of fight.
A little bit, but he did say.
It didn't take much.
He did have a point, though. He said, what does it look like me sitting down with a bunch of drug lords at this point?
Mm-hmm. Which is what I thought. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But okay. But at the end of the day, he knows his brother is in a bind. So, you know, who wouldn't jump in?
And I was just going to say, Ghost put on a lesson on how to speak to people. Because if you guys notice, Tommy said exactly what Ghost said. Only difference, Ghost is just very more convincing, more talk it out compared to Tommy. It was like, I did this, this, and this. You owe us this.
But that's 48 laws of power. I can't remember which law it is, but appeal, when you were trying to get someone to do something for you, you don't tell them why they need to do it, how it helps you.
Right.
You appeal to their best interest, which is what he did. Look, if we leak this on the streets, I don't know. I'm not saying we're going to do anything, but it's common sense. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Without a threat of personally, it's just what would happen. So.
And also, Diego didn't take kind to that. He puts the gun on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Diego does not want to, he doesn't want to obey the commands.
Right.
He doesn't want to obey the commands. So technically, they don't really have a choice but to go to war because what happens? It's, you know,
it's a problem for everybody.
Yeah,
bloodshed,
it
brings attention, it brings legal attention, it can mess up with their money. It's better if they figure it out, like with corporate, you know, if they can work it out, keep the system going and get their cut. But we know it's not that simple.
Right. Yeah.
And I just thought the way that he handled it when he was saying, if you didn't kill Lobo, someone else should be feared more than you.
That's right. And
it's real talk,
and then he just
right?
left it at that, too. He was like,
Whoa. Yeah, so you give us a territory, you give us access to the ports, and your little secret is safe. So they already know that they made a threat to them. So it's like they have to obey the order, but at the same time come up with a backup plan. Let's talk about Dre. I said that last week that Dre was going to go and say something regarding wanting to take Tommy and them out because he wants to be the biggest goddamn drug dealer in I think the world or something that he says.
The city.
So what is you guys' take on this? Because
He needs to die.
He does need to die.
I'm just confused because I thought that he wanted to cross over and he sees all the money that he can make on the legal side. And I thought that because of his daughter, that's what he was preaching. Where did he get back to, I want to be a kingpin? And why?
I think because without Tommy and Ghost, he would have never have gotten so close to the Jimenez family. And so for the fact that he's so close to being at the top, why would you want to settle to continue working for Tommy when you use Tommy to now get the access to the Jimenez? So he went and had a meeting with them without even Tommy being there.
Right.
So with that being said, take out your competition so that you can hurry up and get to the Jimenez family, which makes sense. It's smart.
Yeah.
It's just that he's the way that he's doing it.
He's very manipulative.
Yeah.
He is. Okay, so look at how he did. I think that Dre is the most underestimated character on Power.
Mm-hmm,
he played that role so well, from being like a kid who only wants more. He wants better for himself and his life. And so he gets up under the wing of Ghost, mm-hmm. and he's playing that role.
Learning everything, yeah, soaking it in.
Yeah, and then so he was honored at first to be up in the club, and now he's walking around the club like he's a boss, like it's mm-hmm. his club, you know? Yeah, yeah. And then more and more, like you guys said, it's like he got more power. He started to be exposed mm-hmm. a little bit more to see how things go, and like, yeah, I can do this. But I think he had a plan all along. That's yeah. what I think. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of showing now. It's like, whoa, where did all of that come from? And mm-hmm. I think the reason that people are so mad watching Dre and everybody wants him to die is because we believed in the good character, mm-hmm. and now all of a sudden you're flipping on the people who we love. Like, yeah. you're trying to flip on Tommy yeah. and Ghost and all of them. So
my only problem with this Dre character is, I think he got the position of distro way too fast.
I agree with that too as well. Yeah.
But that's an issue that I will discuss when we have a next writer or powers to be come to the show.
All right. So speaking of Dre, before you move on, and I don't know if you're going to continue to talk about him, but let's talk about him and Tate.
Yeah, that was next.
Okay.
So Rashad Tate.
Rashad.
So Rashad bring. Oh, do you want to do it?
Go ahead.
Rashad has a meeting with Ghost, James, excuse mm-hmm. me, he's Ghost. And so he wants to bring in somebody who he mentored, which is Dre. And so he thought that Dre would, he thought that Ghost would not mind. So
did he surprise him with it though?
So yeah. this is my problem with Rashad Tate. The walking around, hey, bless you, hey, sister, have a good day.
That's a councilman, man.
I smell a fraud.
Oh, he's a fraud, and he's a snake.
I feel like he has some hood tendencies that's coming out, and I feel the reason that he brought Dre in is because he's up to no good. That's just what I think. What do you guys think about that and the whole, it's called the project? Oh, it's yep. called
the Kids Center? Queens.
Queen something.
That project.
Yes, okay, so the Queen's Child project. I think he plays the part great. I mean, if he's the councilman, you know, you're supposed to serve the people, serve mm-hmm. the community. He's doing that great. As far as hood tendencies, mm-hmm. I can see that a little bit. And I think him bringing in Dre, he was testing how a Ghost would actually mm-hmm. react mm-hmm. to him just popping up out of nowhere. Ghost, of course. Nice, calm, cool. Mm-hmm. Everything's done. I think he is using Dre as a backup.
Yeah. I get that. My problem also with Dre is that they let Dre slide with so much, so often. Things that just, in total, look shady. As far as your business, like he always forgets to make the call, or he always mm-hmm. forgets to inform them about something and these things. And it's just with anybody else, by this point, many things have slipped. They'd be gone. You know,
well, it's just that he's playing that role so well. He's very much that guy. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, yeah, he said that. He's that guy.
But he doesn't take accountability. And that's yeah. why I feel like, right. but we'll see.
And then the last thing about this is when Rashad went to Ghost's house and he asked how was. So Rashad basically says, in order to get this deal taken care of, we need to rid the drug dealers. So Ghost says that it's taken care of, and then he asked, how did this happen? And he was like, oh, you know, I have some ways, and how something about I know people in that element.
I think that Rashad Tate and Dre might be in cahoots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to yeah. take over those yeah. spots in some kind of way.
And speaking of takeover, let's talk about Tariq.
Oh, man, that boy Tariq. there was some foreshadowing at the start of the episode. Raina was speaking with Mama Tasha, mm-hmm. and she spoke about the school with all the good classes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's fast forward to Tariq here, where he texts his brains and he says, I'm in. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly what, which we come to find out. It's a classic breaking and entering, unfortunately. Knock, knock, yeah. But knock, knock, get the person's attention. They make it seem like he was actually being robbed too as well, but the situation got, I'll say, worse, and yeah. they started to actually rape the girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's when Tariq knew he's way over in his head. He became the normal kid that he actually was right. Like, hey, brains, stop that. Of course, when you're doing a situation, any type of crime, you can't say anyone's names because mm-hmm. you start to snitch. Mm-hmm. And that's why they killed the lady and Tariq ran off.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts about this is...
I'm sick of Tariq.
I am sick of Tariq, but what I don't understand about Tariq is I don't believe that Tariq, somebody, a kid who was sheltered into this privileged life, mm. you're not that street savvy to know all of the things that you know. Now, if you are a street dude, you know, you'll be privy to certain things, but I just feel like this, I feel like Tariq, what Tariq is doing doesn't represent somebody who has been sheltered. Yes, his mom and dad are killers. And
but
they,
he's been spending time with these killers and these people over the past, however long it is.
And so that's my problem. And so... You text Brains and Big Country, two dudes who you met through Kanan, who now you know Kanan is this bad guy. He lied about who he is, mm-hmm. and he killed and he murdered people with your dad and with your Uncle Tommy. But yet you mad with your dad and your mom, and you don't want to have nothing to do with them because they're liars. But then you still want to hang out with Brains and Big Country, mm-hmm. These two dudes who
he's
you
14
met.
Or
it just however. it doesn't make sense to me.
And it doesn't give him an excuse. But I will say it was refreshing to see him at the door mm-hmm. with the hat on, playing the little suburban
the normal
kid.
Yeah, him.
When I was like, come on, that's who you really are.
What mm-hmm. I thought was really interesting was when he got out of the car mm-hmm. before he went to the door, and he was fixing himself together, and yeah. he immediately told them, "This is how kids in my neighborhood dress, so yeah. this is yeah. how you have to appeal to white people." And I was like,
he yeah. knows what he's talking yeah. about.
That was good. So rather than him go to Ghost and say, "Dad, I messed up,"
right.
obviously because Rashad Tate was there, mm. you know, he pulls out the pamphlet saying, "My ass is in trouble. We need to get the hell out of here."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just thought that it was interesting that him seeing Jukebox killed right in front of him mm-hmm. and that whole ordeal didn't shake him, but just this right here mm-hmm. Was enough to get him shook. But he needed something. So we've been knowing he mm-hmm. needed something. Now that he's had a change of heart and he wants to go to the school out of state or wherever,
Connecticut,
it's unfortunate that he may not make it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think he may not make it. I mean,
now
they're searching for the guy now. He's got a price on his head.
Yeah.
I know you're saying 1 minute, but we actually did start late. So there's just one other topic that we have to cover, and we promise we'll make it quick. Mm-hmm. Gio, hit it. Thank you. Wonderful.
So lastly, we have to talk about the budding love triangle between Silver, Ghost, and mm-hmm. Tasha. Tasha, once again, where does Ghost think... These are my issues with this. Where does Ghost think she is when she's spending the night with him? I believe Ghost is much
Did she technically spend the night, just get up and leave?
But we don't know what time... Assuming it was late, he didn't hear her. They were out until later. I mean, even still, Tasha coming in at 2, 3, late. Where are you at?
Well, Keisha,
who's with the kids?
Big Mama.
Maybe.
Okay,
I don't
I'm
know.
Petty.
I mean,
ahead,
I know. And the leaving of the earring there, Ghost walks in. I'm like, you know, Ghost is very observant. We don't know, like, will this come out later? I feel like it will. Did he notice the earring? He knows the tie. Like, on the floor, did he instantly think, that looks like something Tasha has? I feel like this situation is going to come to a head. I still don't trust Silver. Mm-hmm. Him showing up at the apartment, even though he called Ghost, it's just like you're not going to give your chick a heads
up. But... He did give her a heads up because he says, "Hi, Mrs. St. Patrick." That was code for, "I'm here for business.
Right.
Being that you now all of a sudden have aspirations to be a lawyer and you wanted to be a singer and you didn't want to be a part of this drug life, your ass should have been able to figure out that he was talking codes, because when he says, "Hello, Mrs. St. Patrick," that means
she
bitch.
She got an attitude.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like,
yeah,
Miss St. Patrick,
and that to me again,
Dumbo.
Those things.
She
in that
should be
moment,
smart enough, but she's
exactly.
too hypnotized to realize what's going on.
And I'm like, but see, here's the thing. I thought we agreed that maybe she was tricking him. Now we think she's falling in love.
I don't know. I have a theory.
What's your theory?
So the theory is maybe Tasha, again, she is street. She's from the hood, so maybe she's a little bit more street savvy than what we're giving her credit for right now. Maybe she knows. I still think that Silver and Stern are together and they're doing something together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she knows, because she got in bed with Stern, that she can get to Silver and work something out with them, like try to flip the script.
The only reason that I don't believe that is because when they were having kitchen table talk with Keisha and Tasha in the kitchen,
she was about to tell her everything.
While Tariq is sitting there,
right there.
Doing his homework.
I was like, what was
What's
that?
What's wrong with her?
Poor mom skills 101.
Yeah.
Because also, let's talk about Raina. When Raina had the bruise on her arm, she says, "Where'd you get the bruise?" Or ran it to somebody.
And that's just it.
If right. my child has a bruise on the arm, true. What happened? Who did what?
I'm asking 21 questions.
I mean, I did feel that they just kind of let it go. And I saw Tariq pop his head up and Raina, like, Raina.
Maybe she got with Silver initially to play him, and then maybe she now started getting falling. Feelings.
And that could be it. But she always gets feelings. Like, she was trying to manipulate Sean, and then, oh, she's in love. Like, I need her to calm down.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate just for a second. So, Tasha does the accounting for the business. So, maybe she actually had aspirations of wanting to be a lawyer. So, the fact that she sees a black lawyer, you know, made her refresh those feelings that maybe that's something that she wanted to do. Because I'm assuming...
I don't know.
This is
the same Tasha that wanted Ghost to stay in the drug game to become the Pablo Escobar and stuff.
And Jill, I do agree with the whole earring thing. I believe that is going to come back to... I believe it's going to come back. And then the final question before we go into that big thing that we have to discuss is with the earring thing. Do you guys think that the tables will turn and Ghost will probably tell Tasha, "You have to keep effing him in order to keep our
our
business going"?
That would be interesting.
Because now with them with this whole Bailey thing, this is how the task force stays in business. They're working as actors. This is their storyline. Mm-hmm. So now all of that going on, Ghost and Tommy, they're still not out of the clear. Speaking of the guy who plays John Mack, I saw him the other day, and he watches the show, and he just wanted to say what's up, and that he's gonna and that he would like to come on. So I'm working on that.
Nice.
Shout out to John Mack.
I will say that I love that Ghost got redemption from Silver. Mm-hmm. When Silver found out that Ghost was actually innocent, I love that every moment of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The final thing that we need to discuss is if you haven't heard, which I'm sure you have, the season 4,
last three episodes
was leaked online. There was a guy who got a hold of it. He did a Facebook Live, and I believe he showed the clips on his cell phone while doing the live stream. And so right now, Stars is seeking legal action after this guy. And
good.
Which is so unfair. That's all. And, you know, I want to say that, I mean, I hope, I don't know anybody personally who's seen those, the leaked episodes. I don't know.
I do.
I don't know anybody, but I know there's a lot of diehard Power fans who wanted to support and watch it when it actually came out. So shout out to you guys for staying true. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can wait. It's only a week now.
I don't think that is going to affect the ratings because although the clips were leaked and now we're privy to some information, which is not great because, you know, my predictions and stuff. So I have to kind of keep that to myself.
Bam, you should have closed your ears.
No, but I could not. I got a call and I was told what happened. Right. And so I had to.
On the episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so, you should have stopped whoever told you what was going to happen on the episode.
Because I had to, I'll explain off camera, but okay. I found out some things, and even with that,
you still want to know the path to house, so that's what you want to watch.
So although you know some information, this is the best show on TV. We still want to know.
Sure.
We still want to know how Tyreek walked across the street. Like, we want to know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it's going to affect. I just think that it sucks that that it happened. So
yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah. Walt, does anybody have any predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It's kind of hard to give predictions when you've heard a couple of things. Yeah. I do think that Keisha and Tommy will have some... I know that's random, but I feel like something is going to happen with that, just with everything that's happening, so we'll see some more of that. And just by our conversation, I think that we have some fireworks to look forward to with Kate and Terezi.
Really? Fireworks?
You know, some type of drama.
Okay, I thought you meant like, you know.
Like, right.
Mm-hmm. Explosive fireworks.
I'm predicting Tariq is going to be in some heat. Like, I put myself into his position, and I'm thinking, what can I do if there is anything? And if he doesn't get out of town, it's not going to be good.
Tell his dad.
I don't have any predictions, but I'm watching to see how the Ghost and Tommy and Jimenez siblings, how that unfolds, and if Ghost actually has to get back in, because he got back in by going to that meeting, he had to just, you know, jump back into the situation. So, but so many people don't want him back in the business. The people in Chicago, you know, all of this. So I'll go ahead.
Because they fear, because they, I believe that with Ghost still in charge, that means they won't be able to control Tommy.
Yeah, Ghost is the man.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's got the juice.
Ghost is the man. Yeah. So let's see how that unfolds. I also want to see how Dre and Tate, Rashad Tate, unfold. And Dre as a whole. I don't think that he's going to die, but...
But he needs to.
A lot of people think you need to go. So, yeah, let's see.
My prediction is, I would say that I'll stick with my faithful. Everybody needs to die. Although I have said for many times that I think that it should stop at season 5, being that they're starting to rush the episodes and things are starting to unfold too quickly, yeah. And I don't like it, I'm going to say this series needs to end in 6 seasons. Okay. But everybody needs to die except one person, and I think it should be Tasha. She'd be the last one standing.
Oh,
and I'm going to stick with that one. But thank you guys for tuning in. We have to wrap. But thank you guys for tuning in. Let everyone know where you can be found on social media.
Yep. You guys can find me at Robin Ayers on all of my social media platforms.
At Stiletto Jill everywhere.
At Be Your Own Dad everywhere.
And you can follow me on all social media at Bam Erickson. We want to thank our special guest who plays the role of Tony Teresi, Mr. William Sadler. I love his character. So thank you guys for watching, and we will see you next week for episode 9.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.